The time that fathers spend with their children has nearly tripled from a generation ago, and there's a record number of stay-at-home and single fathers. These new roles have given rise to something else that was once the domain of mothers, blogging. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports for our series on men that daddy bloggers are helping to define the modern dad.
Brent Allman steadies a Lego truck while his four-year-old son John builds it up to a towering height.
These are the Ghostbusters.
Which one's this one?
It's a simple, everyday interaction, just the kind of moment that might be fodder for Allman's blog, Designer Daddy.
I started it on my son's first birthday.
Allman works at home as a graphic designer. At first, he aimed to review all the kiddie products he was having to buy for their aesthetic value, but he soon found he got more out of chronicling his life as a dad.
It causes me to pause and think about things that are happening in my son's life and reflect on them and think about what they mean and how I can do things better, and that's like the most valuable part.
When Allman and his husband adopted their son, they were the only same-sex parents in their circle in Kensington, Maryland. Going online has helped him find a community of others, and it's given him a platform to advocate, usually with humor.
The wipes we get from Target are called Mom to Mom, are we not allowed to use these? You know, did dads not ever use wipes?
Allman once wrote about being at the mall, disheveled, exhausted, chasing his toddler, when he ran into a young gay couple he knew. They were well-dressed, heading to a play. Allman wondered, is being a dad turning me straight?
I wear the same shirt every day. I let the house get messy. Sometimes I leave the house wearing a black belt with brown shoes.
Any sleep-deprived mom with spit up on her shirt can relate.
After the show, it's the after party, yeah. After the party,
this is the Daddy Podcast, one of a slew of them on the Life of Dad website, and yet another way dads are finding each other. The After Show brings on dad bloggers to talk about everything from sports to work-life balance to which video games are appropriate.
Did I start something that I shouldn't have at this age, or am I doing it right?
I think she's at the perfect age.
Okay.
We played Minecraft as well. I did
Co-host Ryan E. Hamilton says, oddly enough, half those who come to the site's podcasts and blogs are women.
I get the sense that it's women kind of peeping through the peephole and, you know, what's my husband going through? He's not quite opening up to me.
Hamilton's opened up a lot, blogging about his struggles with divorce and depression, discovering he's not alone.
And you're not alone in bigger and more grandiose ways than you ever thought. Like, there have been complete strangers that have become probably some of the best friends, and just by virtue of the fact that I have kind of opened up and shared my good, bad, ugliest parts of my life.
One thing I'm very proud of in the dad blogger community is that we really are supportive of each other.
Scott Beeson is a professor of management at Fairleigh Dickinson University and has his own blog, Fathers, Work, and Family. He says the dad blogging community is diverse across age, race, income, and it's largely avoided the stay-at-home versus working parent drama of the mommy wars.
Society puts so much pressure on women to be this quote-unquote ideal mother that they feel really torn no matter what they do, that they're not doing it right. I think society hasn't placed that on fathers, so, you know, maybe we have it easier in that regard.
Although, Beeson says fathers do face entrenched negative stereotypes. The deadbeat dad, part-time dad, bumbling dad. 2 years ago, daddy bloggers took on a number of big brand TV commercials that fostered such perceptions.
How did Huggies products hold up to daddyhood?
Huggies diapers took the most heat for portraying dads as inept. They quickly pulled their ad and remade it. This year, a blogger who goes by 8-Bit Dad screened 140 commercials spoiling for a fight, but was surprised at what he found. This Subaru ad has a dad standing to the side while his daughter changes a tire.
Told you could do it.
An emotional ad for extra gum has a daughter going off to college with a box of her dad's origami. This year's commercials portray modern dads as loving, respected, competent, just like dad bloggers have been saying they are. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.